11 to 5, news at 5. One of the unexpected outcomes from the pandemic is bullying. But not the bullying that I kind of expected. Workers or employees bullying their bosses. Now, when I saw this story, it caught my eye. So we got in the lawyer that, that apparently is across this. Jonathan Mamerill is a lawyer with NB Lawyers. So, Jonathan, so due to the pandemic, employees had to work from home. Now, first of all, is there case law that in place that sort of guides an industrial relations commission, or, you know, what happens when an employee has to work from home? Is there stuff out there?
There's a few cases out there, Steve, dealing specifically with issues around work from home, flexible working arrangements, especially during COVID.
Wouldn't normally be an employment contract, so I assume.
No, lots of organisations had something in place. Obviously, there was a lot of rush around during COVID. So organisations had to...
Hastily prepared documents.
They really had to get it going.
Right.
So that was a bit of an adjustment for a lot of organisations. And so some of that also led into this issue.
Workers bullying their bosses.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't think I've ever heard or done a story on that. So this is basically disputes stemming from working from home practices. So tell me a story, Jonathan. Mm. Give me an education. What's going on?
Yeah, sure. So one example, and it sounds quite minimal, but it is an example. We had an employee who deliberately left their manager, their sales manager, out of meetings with key clients. And the reason for that was...
cut out of the loop.
Basically sidelined, and essentially because they'd actually applied for that position previously.
Right.
And so had been left out deliberately.
Right, being nasty, pure vindictive nastiness.
Correct. Okay. And so even when they were asked repeatedly, please ensure that I'm involved in these conversations because that's part of your role to introduce me to these key clients, they were still sidelined. And so even after they were asked and directed not to, they were continually sidelined.
So what resulted from that case? How did that end up, going to say?
Well, basically what happened was that sales manager was continuously being undermined. And so the subordinate actually used that as an opportunity to say, hey, the performance of the sales team has now suffered because of this. And so they utilized this as an opportunity to actually undermine specifically the manager and supervisor.
That's downright nasty.
Yeah, for all intents and purposes, it's considered bullying. It's repeated. There's health and safety risk. Yeah.
Now, apparently some employees have been blackmailing bosses for a pay rise. Now, that's not my word. It's a word I read in a publication. So blackmailing bosses for a pay rise. I mean, I assume you're supposed to use your leverage with a boss and say, hey, listen, I'm producing good results for you. I want some sort of reward. But so blackmailing a boss for a pay rise.
So in that situation, Steve, what happened was that employee actually found this information around wages inadvertently, so accidentally.
So the employee found out what everyone else in the team was earning.
That's correct.
Okay.
And therefore found that her pay was either not, she was not happy with it, or believed that other people shouldn't be paid what they were getting paid. And so she utilized that information as a way to really... leverage a better position, but in a way where she actually said, I will expose this information, all this information, if you do not give me.
So there's nothing illegal or wrong in workplace law saying, I want better money or I want money that's commensurate with my peers.
Of course not.
But when you say, if you don't do this, I will release this information, that's a breach of what law?
Absolutely. Well, the information is confidential.
Okay.
It's company information and should be kept confidential, yes.
So it's not creative enterprise bargaining?
No, it's not creative enterprise bargaining.
All right. Jonathan Mamerill is a lawyer with NB Lawyers. He's telling me the story about how there's, since the pandemic, particularly people working from home, a rise in the number of cases of workers or employees bullying the boss. So... I've often told people, never cross your secretary, particularly when they organise your Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a story of a secretary that was not organising Zoom meetings the way her boss thought they were?
Yeah, long-term staff member, long-term secretary, so they...
Long-term secretary has real power secretary. In an organisation.
Absolutely. Yeah. That doesn't change in many organisations. So they're all remote working. We have new staff that come on board. These new staff are deliberately left out of meetings, key meetings, and we're talking about key people, see, C-suite, executive staff, left out deliberately. There might have been many purposes. Her ulterior motive was to essentially ensure that she continues the relationship she had with the that current CEO.
Right.
But what it led to was, of course, a lot of animosity.
I'll bet.
Mm.
So these cases you've described to me, what's the penalty? I mean, it's hard enough being a boss as it is.
Yes.
You know, and everyone assumes if there's bullying in a workplace, it's the boss who's doing it.
Yep.
But these are completely the reverse. So this is nastiness and vindictiveness and breach of law. What are the penalties for these sorts of things?
Well, it would usually lead to some type of disciplinary action. So
I hope so. In
many of those cases, there was disciplinary action taken. Unfortunately, in some of those cases, well, those employees filed unfair dismissal, job protections, or even discrimination claims as well.
See, that's where it's tough on a boss, isn't it? So these people said, even though they're blackmailing, they're bullying.
Yes.
They still got options to be to say, oh, well, it's an unfair dismissal or, you know, some other trumped up claim.
Absolutely. I mean, unfair dismissal has a very low bar, really. And so it is quite difficult for employers to get that balance right. But I think in this situation with upward bullying in particular, there needs to be some training around managers. Managers getting some training around how to deal with this as well.
What sort of businesses are these events happening in? Is there a particular kind or type of industry?
Yeah, we've seen that within manufacturing, obviously finance, and anyone with sales teams as well seems to be suffering this quite a bit. But in saying that, we're seeing that across a number of industries, but they're the main ones we seem to indicate trends.
My guest is a lawyer with NB Lawyers. His name is Jonathan Mamerill. This is ABC Radio Brisbane. Steve Austin's my name. This one, I'm kind of not surprised at, but it looks to me like it's more than just bullying. A company or a business was being sold off, and another employee had the vital passwords, apparently, to certain systems.
Yes.
And said, unless you do certain things, I'm not going to hand over these passwords. Tell me the story. Put some flesh on the bone.
Yeah, this happens quite a lot, actually, Steve.
Unfortunately,
yes. So
who are these people?
Well, people who've been in jobs for quite a long time.
Trusted, an employee with a sense of entitlement.
Sense of entitlement, feel like they should get a piece of the pie or something like that.
Right.
Long-term office managers, IT. Essentially, they understand that these passwords are critical to the business. So this business in particular we're talking about, it was a technology business. And so those passwords were critical.
Fundamental, yeah.
Fundamental to the assets of the business. Without those passwords, the business really couldn't function or had limited functionality.
So what did the employee say? How did they pitch it? Unless you give me, what, money, a better position, share options, what?
If you give me a lump sum payment of X dollars, I will give you the passwords and the dongles and all the stuff that goes with it, yes.
I mean, that's no different from a ransomware attack or a cyber attack.
Absolutely, absolutely. And probably in a stronger position because they know what buttons to push, especially with the seller, the person who's signing.
How did that end up, that particular matter?
Well, unfortunately for that situation, yes, disciplinary action was taken with the employee, but they still had the information, and so there had to be some type of payment made to that employee.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what court normally hears these sorts of events? Is it the Industrial Relations Court? Is it another court?
It depends on what types of jurisdictions. So if you're in the state jurisdiction, it'll be in the Queensland Industrial Relations Commission. But most of these cases will find its way either in the Fair Work Commission or more likely in the Federal Circuit Court, potentially in the Magistrates Court. But usually these types of cases will find itself in the Federal Circuit Court.
And this has appeared or simply increased due to the pandemic and a lot of employees working from home?
We're just seeing a bit of a spike, in particular with this remote working. And so there's been a bit of a loosening of how they're dealing with employees. Miscommunication and communication problems seems to be a source of the problem, yeah.
Poor bosses.
We're having some problems. They're having some problems, yeah.
Jonathan, thanks for coming and telling the story.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Jonathan Mamerill is a lawyer with NB Lawyers.